Hello, Hypno Hotline. You're speaking with the secret subject. How may I help you? Oh. Okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so you want to know about bimbofication? Uh-huh. Right, so you saw a YouTube video about the rise of bimbofication in the media? Mm-hmm. Hold on one sec. Bimbo section, one moment. Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. So you saw a YouTube video about bimbofication and the rise of it? Right. You're just curious about what that is? Sure, absolutely, we can discuss that. Anything else you want to talk about today? Okay, so how would you then incorporate that into hypnosis? Oh, we can definitely do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here at the Hypnotic Hotline, we actually do have a specialized bimbo department. So if I can't answer your questions accurately, we can always send you through to one of our specialists. Yeah, they absolutely love bimbofication. It's their thing. Mm-hmm. Right, yes. Well, I'm happy to handle this situation today, as I am qualified to discuss these things. Yes, I do dabble in bimbofication play myself. You'd be surprised how many people are into it. Mm-hmm. So this video, it was about the rise of bimbofication? Oh, and how it's becoming more popular. Oh, because you saw it on TikTok. Gotcha. Okay, so bimbofication is becoming big on TikTok. Right. But it doesn't look like the bimbofication kink, like the kink community view it. It's a little bit different. How is it different? Okay, because they're not terribly dumb, but they like shoes, shopping, and ending the patriarchy? Right, okay. Oh, that's really cool. Okay. No, I didn't know that one. That's nice. Nice, okay. Okay, so how this call is going to work is basically I'm going to discuss some ideas with you, and then maybe perhaps I can show you them in action. Is that okay? All right. Now, of course, our calls all get monitored here at the Hypnotic Hotline. Is that okay? Yeah, they just want to make sure that we're all doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And at the end of this, you will be asked to rank your call on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. We collect the stars. It's kind of like a company-wide thing. We don't need to go into details. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to work, trust me. I love it. I love it so much. All right, so let's talk about bimbofication, right? So you were talking about, you saw a video on the rise of bimbofication, how it's being portrayed in places like TikTok. Mm. Now, I'm not 100% well-versed with TikTok, but from what I've seen, a lot of the bimbofication on TikTok has kind of the right idea. They are talking about people who are, I don't want to say completely dumb, but they have less focus on maths, let's put it nicely, and more of a focus on aesthetics and shopping. Yes, a lot of pink, blonde hair, you know, very sparkly, low-cut, revealing outfits, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Now, when we talk about kink bimbofication, there are some kind of differences. Some of the differences are traditionally in the kink scene, bimbofication used to be seen as a lot of degradation towards women, you know, all that kind of stuff. More recently, we've seen a lot of actually bimbofication being empowering for people. Mm-hmm. We've seen the bimbo stereotype change a lot over the last few years. Yeah, it all kind of began with a few people deciding to put out content that was more focused on bimbofication as a anyone can do this kind of thing. Yeah, well, you don't need to be female, you don't need to be cisgender, you don't need to be straight to do it. You could be, you know, LGBT, you could be transgender, you know, gender fluid, gender queer, and all that kind of stuff, and still be a bimbo. Yeah, there's also terms that people like to use as well, like himbo, which is typically for male bimbos. You've got bimboys, that's another popular one that came out. There's also The idea of the Thembo, which is the non-binary bimbo, very fun. Although I have to say, when we talk about things like the himbo stereotype, himbo is slightly different because with himbo, it focuses a lot on a very attractive male who is typically well-built and also stupid. But not only that, they are very kind of innocent and polite, especially respectful towards, you know, women and people in general. You know, they're just very respectful and nice. Mm-hmm. So even that's like a subsect of the whole bimbo thing. Yeah, so for me, the bimbo is encapsulating all of these different things. But what I love about the bimbofication, especially bimbofication as a kink, is that it's very open to people. Especially modern day bimbofication. There's still a lot of people out there who say, oh no, bimbo has to look like this, or bimbo has to look like that. But honestly, as long as you are identifying with what you're doing, you can be a bimbo. And anybody can be a bimbo. You don't have to be thin. You don't have to be blonde. You don't have to be, you know, cisgender or straight or any of that kind of stuff. You can be whoever you want to be, and also be a bimbo. There are some kind of stereotypes that I thought we'd quickly go into. Yeah, so some traditional stereotypes of the bimbo you see are the valley girl. Now, I'm not from the States, so the valley girl kind of thing doesn't really resonate with me. No, I'm in New Zealand, yeah. We have stations for the hypnotic hotline all over the world, so yeah. Well, here at the New Zealand branch, we don't really resonate with the valley girl idea, but I've seen it on TV. That's kind of when you get a blonde girl who is kind of scantily clad, and they're typically quite stupid. Mm-hmm. You also get subsects on that, like the muscle bimbo, who is a person who works out a lot and has a lot of muscle, but is also a bimbo. You have the gothic bimbo, which is the bimbo who doesn't like pink, who likes black and gothic things, and maybe they're a little bit more sassy than the regular bimbo. You have people like the hillbilly stereotypes that can come under bimbo, and all kinds of stuff like that. There are definitely many, many ways you can approach bimbofication. Yeah, I'm glad I could help you today. Well, before we go, I thought what we could do is I could kind of show you a little bit of how hypnosis and bimbofication can link together. How does that sound for you? Mm-hmm. Would you like to try some bimbofication today? You would? Okay, so before we do anything, let me just get out my notes. Hold on one sec. Right, yes. Okay, so before we do anything, what I would like to do is kind of just discuss with you a little bit about what we're going to do. It's always very important to make sure that you always, always check in with somebody before hypnosis starts. Mm-hmm. That's why I do this part. Now, what was I going to do? Right, of course, bimbofication. So, for this bimbofication session, what I want to do is to kind of take you through a couple of different exercises. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some different ways of thinking about this. We can kind of do either like a giving the power back to you kind of method. We can also do some stepping into your ideal bimbo. We could also do something that I like, which is more of kind of like a bimbo brainwashing kind of style thing. Bit of fractionation, bit of bimbo. Mm-hmm. Before we start as well, I will mention kind of what my idea of a bimbo is, so you kind of get the idea. So for me, a bimbo is, I like playing with the IQ aspects of it. So I know a lot of people will say, oh, well, my kind of bimbo is not a dumb bimbo. And that's okay. My kind of bimbo is somebody who is stupid, somebody who is submissive, somebody who likes having a good time because they're so stupid, all they can do is have a good time. They find the IQ aspects of it very freeing. Also, they find the ideas of shopping, of letting go of inhibitions, and just kind of being free to just be themselves, but also needing somebody who is smarter than them around to do the thinking for them so they don't get into too much trouble. So it's almost like a bimbo who's also a little bit controlled, which is always a little bit of fun for me. How does that sound for you? Does that sound okay? Okay, cool. Yeah, and like I said, even though I lean quite heavily into the IQ portion, some people don't do that. Some people lean more into the sexuality of the bimbo, or they'll lean more into the kind of freedom of just being able to express themselves through pink and blondness and revealing outfits. So there are many, many ways of doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So our session today, we're going to just take you into trance. We're going to make you into a bimbo. We're going to leak your IQ out of your head. I'm also going to install some little fun bimbo triggers that will just make you happy, but also make your brain kind of fuzzy and just make everything kind of a little bit fuzzy and hazy inside your head. Play around with your mind a little bit and then see what happens. Okay. So today is all about becoming a bimbo. Now, we've already had a discussion about what my ideal bimbo is, and so I'm sure you have some expectations of how that might work for you. And it's interesting, after all, to know that sometimes when we have expectations, we can kind of ruminate on those for a while, and all of a sudden, they just kind of happen, just because we were expecting it. But we don't need to have high expectations of ourselves today, no. All you need to do is just listen and relax, listening to the sound of my voice as we just start to unravel your mind. Did I say unravel your mind? Well, we're going to start slowly. Take it piece by piece by piece as we start to drain your mind. Draining you of all your thoughts, your worries, your cares, your IQ. You know, a lot of people, I say, when I talk to them, that having intelligence is sometimes a burden. Of course, we need it sometimes. But in other times, when we want to have fun and be free of inhibitions, free of worries and cares and concerns, it can get in the way. So a lot of people like to do IQ play. That's play when they become not smart. And it's okay not to be smart for the moment. It's okay to let your IQ go when you're surrounded by people who are trustworthy and safe. And you trust me, right? Good. And because you trust me, we can just start to delve into your mind and take your intelligence away. I wonder how we'll do that. For some people, they might imagine a tap in the back of the head, leaking out thoughts one by one by one. Others might imagine their brain filling up with glorious pink bubbles that just pop, pop, pop out of their head with every passing second. Other people might have ideas of all of their thoughts and their intelligence wrapping around their mind and then unraveling and just disappearing piece by piece, unraveling and unwinding piece by piece by piece. For me, I like to jumble things up, dump everything onto the floor and just scramble it around with my fingers. Could you imagine? All of your memories and your thoughts just dumped into one place and then scrambled around until it all becomes a confusing, mismatched mess. And as you try and pick through your mind, through your thoughts and memories of past experiences and things that you know, you'd have to dig so hard to find them through all the jumbled mess in the back of your mind that it just becomes so exhausting. And eventually your brain just gives up entirely and just lets go. But doesn't that feel better? Doesn't it feel more freeing and relaxing to let that go? And it's interesting, isn't it? That every single time you try and think a thought or something comes to mind and you try and link it with something else, you have to search for it. Just in this session today, with all your thoughts, your mind scrambled like that, you have to dig and dig and dig until you can't find it. Because it's almost like the further you dig through your mind and your memories, the more scrambled they become. because in the process of trying to find things, trying to put back things back where they were, the more scrambled they become. But it's okay to allow that mess to just stay there, deep down in the recesses in the corners of your mind, while you just focus on something else. Something entirely more fun, relaxing and freeing. Your bimbo self. You see, you are a bimbo. You know that. I know that. This is just the truth. And in fact, you love being told that you are a bimbo, don't you? Mm-hmm. And you like it because you know it's the truth. This is your reality right now. In this session, you are a bimbo. This is your time to experience being a bimbo. Because you are one, aren't you? Yes. And accepting it makes it feel even better to know that you are becoming a bimbo. And a bimbo is somebody who isn't that intelligent. A bimbo is somebody who obsesses over things like shopping and shoes and clothes and the color pink. Pink and fuzzy, like your head. Because while all of your thoughts are being scrambled around like that, every time you go reaching for something, we can replace the empty space that once was filled with thoughts and memories and intelligence with something else. With pink, fluffy feelings that just warm you up and make you feel so happy and good and joyous. And it is so freeing to be a bimbo. It's so freeing to feel these feelings just drifting through your head, isn't it? And you start thinking about that more and more. Outgo all the intelligent things that you used to know, the book smarts, the math. Who needs math anyway? Not you. And in fact, while you're being such a bimbo, that you are. You can just imagine every single time I say, you are a bimbo, you're just reminded of how dumb you're becoming and how freeing it feels to be this dumb. And you can just mumble under your breath, I'm a bimbo, as a little self-affirmation to yourself to remind yourself you're becoming a bimbo. And it feels good. You are a bimbo. Very good. And every single time you do that, you just feel those warm, fuzzy pink feelings filling your head with ideas of simple things, of easy to comprehend things. You know what you like. You like new, shiny things. Things that sparkle. Things that make you happy. Pink is such a happy color. And you are so happy when you think about pink things. Or when you think about situations where you could be wearing pink things. And you might even start to embody the mannerisms of a bimbo. How is that, you might think to yourself? Well, bimbos like to do dumb things like twirling their hair, staring off into space, giggling to themselves because they're just having so much fun just being themselves. Just simply existing is so fun and freeing. And it's interesting, isn't it? You listen to me because I'm smart, aren't I? And smart people like me have so much fun with bimbos like you because you're so easy to control. Because you're so easy to play with. Because you are just so simple. And somebody as simple like you needs somebody as smart as me to think for you. So that when you have a problem, like a math problem, when we're out shopping and you can't figure out how much all those clothes are going to be, I can do it for you. When you're in a situation where you have to make a decision and you just can't decide because deciding is just too much thinking and too much effort for your brain to handle, or what was your brain, which is now filled with pink, shiny, happy thoughts. And that's why I'm there. But it also means that you need me. You need me to think for you. You need me to be the intelligent person to tell you what to do. And it feels good to be told what to do, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. And in fact, every time I ask you a question and you respond with, "I don't know, why don't you tell me?" You just feel so good. You feel so good just admitting that you can't do something. It's such a positive and happy moment for you because it shows that you really are a dumb bimbo. And that's all you've ever wanted to be. It's all you need it to be. And you are a dumb bimbo. Now, bimbo, how do you spell your name? I know, I'm starting with the complicated questions, but trust me, they get a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because while you think about spelling your name, you just find yourself reaching for all those letters that they just jumble around and around and around as they spiral out of control, out of your mind, as your mind fills up more and more with pink, fluffy, happy thoughts. You get so easily distracted by all these other things that you'd rather think about than letters, than spelling your name. Oh. Is it too hard? By all means, give up. It feels much better to give up anyway, because giving up is just admitting to yourself that you are, in fact, a bimbo, which we already knew anyway, didn't we? Because you are a bimbo. See? Maybe your name is Bimbo. Maybe for the rest of the session your name is Bimbo. Because why wouldn't it be? And it just seems to fit so perfectly for you. Because that's what you are. Isn't it, Bimbo? Yeah. Yeah, it is. And you can just nod along happily with everything that I say. Because I'm so smart and you're so dumb. And everything I say must be the truth. Because why would a smart person like me ever steer you wrong? Of course not. You need me to think for you right now. You need me to take that control right now. Now, Bimbo, what is 10 plus 6? I know math. A bimbo's worst nightmare. Come on, try it. Try it as all the numbers just jumble up in your head, as they just become a complete mess of numbers. What is 6 plus 10? Come on, you can do it. I know you can. Think harder. Allow your mind to fill further and further up with pink, happy, shiny thoughts. Get distracted. I welcome it. Come on, Bimbo. Show me how your brain really works. And of course, when you finally give up, it feels so good. Say it. Say, "I don't know." Good. Now say it like you mean it. Now say it with a dumb smile across your face. Because you really enjoy being unsure, don't you? Mm-hmm. I know you do. Okay. Well, we could do something easier, I guess. What country do you live in? Do you even know what a country is? Do you know where you are right now? Could you spell out your address for me? Oh my goodness. And all of those informations, those questions and facts just bombard you. But yet, it's almost as if your mind just wants to escape all of those thoughts. As all of everything that just, as your intelligence, your mind, your everything scrambles further and further up in your head. But it feels really good to know that the pink, fuzzy, happy thoughts are overwhelming you. They just wash over your entire body. and you just want to sit there or lie there, smiling so dumbly at me, just playing with your hair and just giggling to yourself, thinking of something else, wouldn't you rather discuss something more interesting? Like shopping? Okay, now I knew you'd like that. Shopping is fun, isn't it? And when you're shopping, you can buy lots of new things, make yourself pretty, wear lots of interesting and fun clothes. Some cute, some revealing, some just fitting you so perfectly. Pink, shiny. You could stare at them for hours, couldn't you? And woe betide if you ever get your hands on those mermaid sequins. Could you imagine? Switching all the fun, pretty colors around as they swirl around in your hands. And everything's just so simple in this moment for you, isn't it, Bimbo? It is, because you are just so simple. And nothing needs to be complicated when you are just this simple. Your head filled with fuzzy pink thoughts. And it's so fun and freeing to experience this, isn't it? Yes. Now do me a favor, Bimbo. Relax. 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 Take a nice deep breath in. Hold it. And breathe out. And I just want to take a moment to allow me to reach my hands inside your mind and detangle all of those thoughts, those memories, those IQ points, placing them back in the right places. Like a puzzle that was so hard to figure out, but I'm here to quickly do that for you. As in a moment, we're going to count up from 1 to 10. And as I count up from 1 to 10, you can find yourself coming back to yourself, your mind unscrambling, no longer affected by any of the suggestions that we did in this session today. Knowing how good it felt to be a bimbo, and now you have some experience. You can decide for yourself whether or not it's something you want to pursue in the future. So coming up on the count of 10, with 1, 2, 3, energy starting to flood your body. With 4, 5, 6, feeling so happy, so content, your mind going back to exactly as it was before this session began. With 7, 8, 9, feeling yourself coming back to yourself, refreshed and energized, coming up on the next number with 10, wide awake. Hello, are you still there on the line? You are, good, good, good. I just wanted to check in with you just before this, before we hung up. Yeah. Yeah, so that's just a little taste of what bimbification is like for me. No, thank you for calling today. And of course, if we haven't met any of your hypnotic needs today, please let us know in our comment section down below. If you found this call satisfactory, please feel free to give me 5 stars in our comment section. Yes. Also, don't forget to give us a like because you like this, right? Now I'm just getting cheeky. All right. Thank you so much for calling the hypnotic hotline. And for all your hypnotic needs, feel free to call us again next time. All right. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.